The pasuk says the servants would all bow to Haman. The king had ordered that, but Mordechai wouldn't bow. And the servants ask him, why are you transgressing the king's mitzvah? And he's not listening. So they tell Haman, they want to see if Mordechai will stand by his word. They tell Haman that Mordechai has said he's a Jew, he doesn't bow to anyone that declares himself an idol. And when Haman sees that, he gets very upset. And he says, it's not enough, I should take down Mordechai, I have to take down his whole people. It seems that Mordechai was not interested in upsetting Haman. He didn't want to bow, but he wasn't interested in upsetting him. If Haman declares himself a god, he can't bow to him. If it would have been an issue of nobility, he could have bowed. If it's an issue of he declares himself a god, I cannot bow. I didn't hear what you say.
What about the whole thing with the
shoot? He's not discussing that medrash now. Yeah.
I heard this from Robert Foreman. He's saying that, you know, even though Ashkenaz agreed, Haman, yeah, they can bow to you, it was a personal conversation. It wasn't a proclamation. And Mordechai was, again, be loyal to the king, because Haman wanted to be in the top dog. Anyway, this is interesting. Which also said that he, you know, was expressing his loyalty to Ashkenaz, the same as when he informed on the people who were plotting to kill his life. And the idea that, kind of like we said before, about, you know, early when we started the class from the Parkei Avot, about what you hear, you can turn a blind eye to, and you don't argue. The idea that just because Mordechai said in Haman, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, they could bow, he didn't make a public decree, and people were doing it, and, you know, supposedly, anyway, it's a little off topic.
So there is a difficulty in this whole story. Because it says that when the servants came to Haman, then Haman noticed that Mordechai wasn't bowing. Well, you don't notice beforehand. You walk on down the street, everyone's head is down and one Jew's head is up. You didn't notice it. Sarav Chalap wants to suggest the following pshat. He says, if Mordechai was not interested in getting Haman upset, so what Mordechai might have done was that Mordechai would bow down. And in those days, bowing literally meant throwing yourself down on the floor. Mordechai would bow down before Haman would show up. He'd hear that down the block Haman was showing up. He'd bow down. So then when Haman showed up, he wasn't bowing to Haman. Haman had walked onto the scene where he was in a situation of bowing. By the time Haman got there, everyone had already bowed, and he couldn't tell that Mordechai wasn't bowing. He says, that's the pshat in the words that the servants tell Mordechai. Madua ata over et mitzvat ha-melech. The word over could mean transgressing. The word over could also mean over la'asiyatan, to do something in anticipation. Madua ata over et mitzvat ha-melech. Why are you doing it in anticipation, the king's command? The king's command was bow when Haman comes there. And you keep doing it in advance. Why are you doing something different? Mordechai tells them, ki hu yudi. I'm a monotheist. I can't bow to him once he declared he's a god. But if I'm in that state, when he walked in, I didn't bow to him. I was bowing before he came. So they come back to Haman, and they tell Haman. And that's why Haman suddenly notices that when he walks down the block, there's someone already bowed before he got there. And that's why Haman didn't notice it till they pointed it out to him.
It's a strange story, though, because when you think about it, you know, it worked out great at the end, but you almost got everybody killed and all that. I mean, you know, people go like this today. Should you definitely not? The fact that he had an idol is what changes it. But
right. That's the only thing that changes so it. If it wasn't for an idol, he would have bowed.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the significance?
Well, shot at the pasuk. I've never heard of
it. Right. It's a chiddush. That's what we're learning Rav Chalap. Yeah.
What's the significance of the fact that Mordechai, when he heard the son of Seresh, we know Ashur hated Jews. Many were different like that. He hated, and it was well known he hated
it's
Jews.
It's clear, yeah.
Yeah, so how come Mordechai told Ahasuerus about
right.
It's
a good question. Let's finish up Chalap then. So that also explains why Haman couldn't take him to task as a rebel. The king ordered everyone should bow to Haman. Now Mordechai isn't bowing. The simplest thing for Haman to do is say, I'm the officer of the king, take off his head. The king said yes and he's doing no. But Haman had a problem. Technically, what Mordechai did was not obviously a rebellion against the king. What Mordechai did, he's there. What are you going to say? He bowed too early. It's a little hard to take him to task over that. So vayivez be'enav lishlach yad b'Mordechai levado. He felt, I'm going to be mocking myself if I just take down Mordechai now. It's going to look funny to everyone. So he bowed a little early. So I'm killing him for it. That's why he said, I have to take down the whole nation. That's how Rav Chalap arranges.